Welcome back. Still with me, Stephen Quest, Director General of the Joint Research Center for the European Commission, and Christophe Brakelere and Olivier van Duren, authors of the book Transforming While Performing, in which GRC is a working example. So, Stephen, we just talked about the state you were in, the problems, the trends, the compelling reason for acting. How did it all this facilitate building your future vision, your North Star, as these gentlemen described in their book?
Well, the first thing that we had to do really was set our direction of travel and really get alignment at the top of the organization. And that led us to convene, and we were working online at this point because of the pandemic, a senior management summit over 3 half-days. This was back in November of 2020. And this is really a back-to-basics moment where we went back. We were using the power question to really have a guided, quite collective effort to agree on what were the basic principles that we wanted to work towards and set our direction of travel. And that took us to identify a number of key building blocks that really stuck with us throughout the whole journey. One was to be very sharp on the purpose that we want to work towards. Another was to be very clear on the ambitions that we set ourselves, and we really reset our ambitions at that point. To be very sharp on the value that we want to bring to our stakeholders, and to be also very clear about the culture that we wanted to have within the organization. And around that, we also had a very interesting dive into what we considered to be our superpowers. What were our special assets that would help us on this journey? And with all of those different aspects, we were able then, I think, to establish quite a clear direction of travel, if you like, a new agreed statement of intent amongst the senior team. And that reset moment was really fundamental for me in laying the foundations for the next phases of our journey.
Mm-hmm. Olivier, can you elaborate on how important a future vision is, the North Star, how you call it?
Yeah. As Tim said, it's building your future state. Where do you want to go? And we call it North Star. It's also an exciting term, we believe. But because we moved away from, you know, many companies have mission statement, vision statement, purpose, and nobody understands the difference between those two. So we made it simple, and we had four building blocks, as mentioned by Stephen. The first is the purpose, and why do you exist? And in their case, it's science for policy. This is their purpose. They deliver science to help policymakers make better decisions and better guidelines. The second one is, what does future success look like? What are the ambitions? And often is, if you project yourself in 3 to 5 years from now, what ambition do you want to realize? You're not there yet, but you set ambitious goals for the future. And it can have a client, the DGs in this case, or it can have people dimension, innovation dimension, whatever dimensions. And then one very important is, what value, if you achieve your ambitions, what value will you have created for your internal stakeholders and your external stakeholders, external to the GRC? And that's a very interesting exercise that many companies don't do. They don't think about the things that will go up. Like, for example, you will reduce cost, you will have better policy decisions, you will have better impact on society. And so the value for your stakeholders is very important. And then underpinning the North Star is the culture. And this is a tough one, because culture, you don't change culture overnight. So what you look at there is, what culture do you need to succeed on delivering your purpose, your ambitions, and the value? And sometimes you will look at, what culture do we have today? Do we need to take some of them forward and we keep them? And do we need to develop new ones? And culture are often defined as the norms and habits and how you behave to each other. It can be about being more innovative, accountable, impactful, or having trust as an organization. And then you will define what it is that supports everything. So you would have purpose, ambition, value, and culture. And it serves, and if you have a North Star right, it serves as a compass, and it drives everyone and every action that you do towards a certain destination. Mm-hmm. And then each individual will know, what I'm doing, I'm contributing to that North Star. Yeah. But also, at the other hand, if you're doing things that are not contributing to the North Star, you should question that. Is this the right thing to do? Maybe you want to stop doing things, because starting new things is often easy. Mm-hmm. Stopping things is difficult. Mm-hmm. So North Star is definitely answering the why and the what at the same time.
Yeah. As you mentioned, you need a direction. Stephen, how do you connect your current situation and reality with your future vision, your North Star?
So then, yeah, once you've set your North Star, you've got to work out how you're actually going to get there. And you start on your journey. You go over the bridge, which is what Olivia and Christoph put in the book. And to do that, what we did is we tried to break it down into bite-sized chunks. And we also went down a level, because at the beginning we set the North Star at top management level. At this point, we had to involve our middle managers, because they're the people who are really running the different parts of the organization and making things happen. And then we created a set of virtual teams, virtual obviously because we were still in the pandemic, and tasked them to work together in a very agile and a very interactive way on a set of quite specifically defined challenges. So what are the things that we need to fix to get better and to get closer to the North Star? And how do we think we're going to do that? So some quite specific questions which came out of our initial top management reflection. How do we reassess prioritization in the organization? How do we choose what we will do and what we won't do? How do we make a very complex matrix organization work in practice? How do we remove the obstacles you have in large organizations? Or how do we refine our business model to really bring value to our stakeholders? These were some of the issues that we started to try to dig into. And we provided a very clear framework and a very clear timeline for action, which culminated in an event which we called the Pitch Days, where we had these virtual teams, 20 of them, coming and presenting their pitches about what they had come up with in their workflows and what actions we needed to take next. And that really served as the springboard and the basis for the next phase of action. And I mean, in doing all of this, the mantra that we had was to keep what's good and to build on it, to try to make it even better, and to constantly keep this balance between performing, keeping the business running, mm-hmm. through the pandemic, while also transforming and navigating and finding that balance was really very central to everything that we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. From your point of view, Christoph, how important is it to create a bridge, a strong action plan?
Well, as Stephen said, this is really about the how. So the bridge is how you make strategy work, how you make your the why and the what really make it happen. And there's an element of the current, there's an element of the future, there's stuff you have to keep doing and there's stuff you have to stop doing, as Olivier and Stephen said. But the bridge is really about addressing all those elements and making sure that things actually get done. And so as Stephen explained, so we work with a set of bite-sized chunks, which are themes and underpinning initiatives that support those themes. And then obviously, and this was the case the JRC, working with those virtual teams to really get things done and start working out what each of those initiatives needed to look like and what has to happen, what has to be stopped, etc. So this is how we co-create. So we do it together. We bring people on board and we let people also work on things that really energize them and make mm-hmm. them enthusiastic. Otherwise, it's it doesn't work. And yeah, if you do that well, then you should also, if you look at the initiatives, it should address your why and your what. So it should address the conversations we've at that point had earlier, things like the power question, the current reality, all those problems and challenges that we've listed. Are they really being addressed by the initiatives mm-hmm. that we launch? And it could be that you don't address everything, but that you then decide to add something or just prioritize and say, we're going to work on these set of actions for now, because there's only so much we can do, because we still have to keep the machine running. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit how it works. So there's no, there's no magic. It's really figuring it out, and it takes some iterations sometimes. Yeah.
So, Stephen, you had your future vision, you had your strategy, the bridge. For you, it must be very important to get to know your company like that. What were the key learnings?
Well, we learned a huge amount through this process, and indeed we're still learning now, because I mean I consider we're still on the journey. It's not that you have a direction of travel, but I'm not sure you ever really fully reached the destination. I mean, some things that I learned through the exercise were the importance of involving people. You can't do this on your own. You have to find ways of reaching into the organization and mobilizing the energy within the organization, because that's the only way you can really make transformation stick. You have to be quite specific in terms of defining your areas of focus and what kind of deliverables you really want to see coming through. This is where the North Star is helpful in terms of identifying quite clearly what are the ambitions that we're aspiring to, and is this step getting us closer to that ambition, and how are we doing? Are we getting closer, and how does this feel? And we can monitor and measure that. Another thing that we saw was that you need to work a lot with emergence. And you can't just write a plan in advance, send it around the organization and assume things are going to happen. So you have to work in quite an iterative way, and sometimes you have to adjust along the way. So we had quite a clear idea of how we wanted to proceed, but things evolved over time, and we ended up doing some things that we hadn't understood we would need to do at the beginning of the journey. And I think that's quite powerful, because you're learning by doing. And maybe a final point is that you have to work both on the content, so the core content of your organization. We're doing science for policy, so how do I improve the quality and the impact of my science? But you also have to work on the culture of the organization. How do people work together? Mm-hmm. What kind of values do you want these people to aspire to when they're working together? We put at the heart of our strategy in the end three keywords, which emerged over quite a long period of iteration and reiteration, and they were trust, transparency, and collaboration. And those three words now sit at the very heart of our strategy, and they grew out of the journey that we've been on. So I think that's quite a powerful message, that you learn by doing.
Okay. Stay with us, because in the next part, I would like to take a closer look at the different aspects of transformation and why a personal transformation is as important as a business one and a cultural one.